This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Kartavya Bhavan 3rd at Kartavya Path in New Delhi today. On the occasion, he will also address a public program. Kartavya Bhavan 3rd is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. Kartavya Bhavan 3rd will be a modern office complex of about 1.5 lakh square meters, spread over two basements and seven floors. It will house key ministries including Home, External Affairs, Rural Development, MSME, DOPT, Petroleum and Natural Gas, and the Principal Scientific Advisor. It will lead in sustainability with various power saving and recycling facilities, resulting in 30% energy saving and also generating over 5 lakh units of electricity annually. India and the Philippines have agreed to elevate bilateral cooperation to the level of strategic partnership. The decision was taken during the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippine President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi yesterday. In joint press statement after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Philippines adopted a five-year plan of action for the period of 2025 to 2029 to guide cooperation under the elevated strategic partnership during the bilateral talks.
मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है
Indian Army has clarified that there has been no ceasefire violation along the line of control. The clarification came following the media reports regarding violation in Poonch region. A devastating flash flood in Uttarakhand triggered by a cloud burst in the upper catchment area of the Kheer Ganga River caused large-scale destruction in Darali village in Uttarkashi district yesterday. Following the cloud burst, the Kheer Ganga River swelled suddenly, resulting in widespread damage. According to the District Emergency Operations Center, heavy debris in the Dharali Market area has severely damaged buildings, hotels and shops. District Magistrate Prashant Arya said, based on preliminary reports, at least four people have lost their lives and several people are reported missing. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out on war footing with the help of the Army, SDRF, NDRF, District Administration and other concerned teams. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Secretary of Disaster Management in the state, Vinod Kumar said, the administration remains fully alert and is providing all possible assistance to the affected citizens.
काफी बड़ी घटना घटी है और काफी नुकसान उसकी वजह से हुआ है कई मकान और होटल पूरी तरह से ध्वस्त हो गए हैं कई को बहुत गंभीर क्षति पहुंची है कुछ लोगों के मृत्यु की भी सूचना है केंद्र सरकार से हम लोगों ने एयर रेस्क्यू के लिए चिनूक हेलीकॉप्टर और MI-17 हेलीकॉप्टर मांगा है मौसम खराब होने के कारण थोड़ी सी दिक्कत हो रही है लेकिन हम लोगों ने ये कहा है कि जहां तक संभव हो वहां तक भेज दें वो भेजने की कार्रवाई की जा रही है
President Draupadi Murmu has expressed condolences to the families affected in the tragic cloudburst incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Uttarakhand Chief Minister on the incident and took stock of the situation. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh during the next 3 days. The same rainfall is also expected in Tamil Nadu and Kerala during the next 5 days with isolated extremely heavy falls over Kerala till tomorrow. IMD said that heavy rainfall is likely over Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahe, Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Rayalaseema till Friday. In boxing, Indian boxers continued their march towards a significant medal count at the Under-19 and Under-22 Asian Boxing Championships 2025 in the Thai capital yesterday, with seven women boxers in the Under-19 category assuring themselves of a podium finish. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has chaired the second meeting of the Consultative Committee of the Ministry of Cooperation on the initiatives to strengthen the cooperative sector. And that is the end of this news bulletin.